This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republicans giving an ultimatum now to the college professor who claims Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her when they were teenagers. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley giving Christine Blasey Ford until tomorrow to decide whether she'll testify at a hearing scheduled for Monday. Ford's lawyer says the woman wants the FBI to investigate her allegation before she testifies. And if Kavanaugh's accuser refuses to testify, Republican Susan Collins of Maine says senators should move ahead with considering the confirmation.
I just don't understand why the hearing shouldn't go forth.
The biggest wildfire in California ever finally contained, the Mendocino Complex fire, now at 100% containment. The two fires making it up have scorched nearly 460,000 acres. This is USA Radio News.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Get to Kohl's to save on beauty, essentials, and home. Take 20% off all beauty and fragrance during our Love Your Look beauty event. Pick up Nike hoodies for the family starting at $19.99. Save 50% on Carter's for baby. And Sonoma Goods for Life bath towels are only $8.99. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And get Kohl's cash this weekend at Kohl's. Select styles offer valid September 20th through 23rd with promo code SAVINGS. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The number of U.S. residents speaking a foreign language at home reaches a record of nearly 67 million. Here's John Clemens with details.
The findings come from the Center for Immigration Studies that reports the number of foreign-speaking U.S. residents is up 7 million since 2010. That has increased by nearly 34 million since 1990. As a share of the population, 21.8% of U.S. residents speak a foreign language at home, roughly double the 11% back in 1980. The largest percentage increase were among speakers of Telugu from a group of people from India that was up 86%. I'm John Clemens.
President Trump expressing displeasure with a new spending bill in Congress, taking to Twitter this morning demanding to know where the money for the border wall is. He's calling the bill ridiculous, accusing Democrats of obstructing law enforcement and border security. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Accused Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman facing a judge today before his fall trial, as Guzman's been protesting the conditions of his confinement in Manhattan since he was extradited to the U.S. last year. His request for a change of venue has been denied. Tom Selleck is leaving the National Rifle Association's board of directors, a spokesman saying the Blue Bloods actor is stepping down because of a busy work schedule, but plans to remain an NRA member. Selleck joined the NRA when he was 8 and has served on the board since 2005. India has criminalized the Muslim practice of instant divorce, USA's Wendy King reports.
Despite a court order ruling last year calling the practice unconstitutional, a divorce obtained by a husband reciting talaq 3 times to his wife is still in use in some Muslim communities in India. Ravi Shankar Prasad, India's justice minister, said the executive branch of the government was forced to intervene because the ban has not been followed. The new executive order calls for a jail term of up to 3 years for a husband using the practice for divorce. Critics say few Muslims use it and that the Quran never mentions the instant divorce. Talaq is banned in several predominantly Muslim countries, including Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Pakistan. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And joining us now is Dr. Carol Swain, professor of political science and professor of law at Vanderbilt University Law School. Professor Swain, good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Well, Dr. Swain, I wanted to talk to you, of course, about all the controversy surrounding Brett Kavanaugh. You've tweeted on this. I mean, on the face of it, seems rather unfair for everybody involved, for the accuser as well as the accused, not to mention the Senate and everybody that's been putting a lot of effort into the confirmation of one Brett Kavanaugh. What do you say?
Well, I mean, I've written two opinion pieces in the last couple of days about it, and it concerns me greatly that we live in a society that's not very American in the sense that the American judicial system has always operated on the principle that a person was with a presumption of innocence.
Exactly.
That they were innocent unless proven guilty. And the whole idea that someone could come forward with an allegation that is as vague as this Christine Ford allegation, and that she would be able to do this at the last moment and stop everything and create this controversy, I think it's quite problematic for the American system of justice.
Well, especially when you have an experienced senator like Dianne Feinstein. I mean, she's not some rookie senator, unknowing of the rules. She's on a very important committee, and she holds on to this information since July, and then at an 11th hour type of Hail Mary, she throws it out there. It smacks of what we've gone through with Stroke and Lisa Page, does it not?
I mean, to tell you the truth, it's a Saul Alinsky strategy, and the Democratic Party leaders, they seem less interested in America as a whole and more interested in the ends justify the means politics. And so I believe that bringing forth Christine Ford at the time that they did, that all of this was well planned out. And that it was meant, you know, to kill the Kavanaugh prospect.
Confirmation, right.
Yeah, the confirmation. And so I believe that that's what's being played out. I don't believe Christine Ford's allegations. I think that she's part of the plan of the desperate women, that there seems to be an unlimited supply of them in the Democratic Party that will come forth and accuse a man. And for the women, there doesn't seem to be a standard standard of proof or evidence necessary for them to be able to come out, smear an individual, and face any kind of real repercussions if they're lying.
Well, the sad part of this, and I think this is what you're hinting to, Dr. Swain, is that what happens to the real victims? Does this cloud and prejudice and make it even more difficult for the real victims to come forward? Because meanwhile, lest we forget, oh, yes, we have another congressman whose girlfriend has said, wait a minute, he's beat the holy what have you out of me. We're talking Keith Ellison here. She's got doctor reports and evidence and everything, and the Democratic Party wants nothing to do with that.
Well, I mean, they have a double standard. They've always had a double standard, and we can go back, you know, to Bill Clinton. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of evidence that they operate quite differently when it's one of theirs. They don't believe the women who come forward with even evidence of abuse when it is some of their Democratic leaders. They can always justify that.
Mm-hmm.
With Republicans, we now have the Roy Moore standard in that women can come forward with vague recollections.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that very well.
Recollections, yes, right.
Recollections from like 40 years ago, and we're supposed to take that seriously.
Mm-hmm. And the difficult thing is that first of all, we have to take it seriously in light of the hashtag MeToo movement, being sensitive to victims and that, because you don't know until you know, but here it is.
It's very problematic. I don't think we can go back to the past and try to piece things together or that there's any reason to believe that these women that come forward in the way that they have come forward recently in political campaigns, there's no reason to believe that they're necessarily telling the truth.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, my question is her attorneys that have counseled her. I mean, she had a lie detector test done prior to. I mean, this thing smacks of being manufactured. And they got to know as attorneys, do they not, Professor, that, you know, a lie detector test done outside of the purview of the legal system is suspect and probably wouldn't even be accepted in a court of law.
Well, lie detector tests are not admissible in a court of law. So, first off, they're never admissible in a court of law, and their results depend on the examiner, the person they've given the test, the examinee, the person that's been examined,
mm-hmm.
and the situation. And people who are liars, or if they are suffering from false memories or delusions, they can easily pass a lie detector test. And so it's a faulty sign, and that's why it's not admissible in court.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Republicans and Chuck Grassley, who leads the committee, has given her every opportunity. She, first of all, wanted to maintain some anonymity, and then, lo and behold, now she's out. You know, there's been another leak, like we're surprised, and so her name is out there, and the committee has bent over backwards. They have contacted her at least five times and her attorneys to set up this meeting on Monday with Judge Kavanaugh, who has every right to defend himself. But they want to, as you say, purposely drag this out in hopes that maybe something different, there might be a different outcome in the midterm elections that could allow them the opportunity to negate this this confirmation.
I agree, and I'm not convinced that all of this was not structured to leak in the manner that it has unfolded. And the reason I say that is once she wrote that letter, and then I believe was in the summer when she got the lie detector test earlier in the summer, I mean, she was always planning to go forward or to allow her name to be leaked out. And now her refusal to testify, she wants this FBI investigation, that's nothing but a stalling technique. They want to kill that nomination because they know that President Trump would not have enough time to get another person through before the election.
Exactly. Dr. Carol Swain is with us. We've got a short break ahead. Stay with us. More from Dr. Swain after this.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Back with Radio America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, at the place where we have the intersection of faith and politics, where you find us fresh and very independent and maybe a little bit ornery just for fun. Dr. Carol Swain is with us, restoring the hope to the American dream. That is your passion, is it not?
It is, and I believe that we need to restore our nation and go back to its foundations. And part of the judicial foundation is the fact that for a crime to be established, there needs to be witnesses, that people shouldn't be able to just make accusations and believe that they're entitled, you know, to make these accusations without any proof, and especially in cases where it's been, you know, 20, 30, 40 years, and then all of a sudden a person appears without any proof whatsoever. We're supposed to believe them in this particular case just because it's a female. Mm-hmm. I don't think that our society operates well if we relax those standards that have been a hallmark of the American judiciary system.
Well, at the basis of this, I mean, we can look at the Old Testament. God gave us a principle, says that you must have two witnesses. In this case, you do. You have three witnesses. You have her, you have him, and you have the former friend, I guess. He places himself that way. And that would be Mr. Judge, who admits that he was a friend of Brett Kavanaugh's. He doesn't recall the events. He speaks of anything. He speaks of the integrity of one Brett Kavanaugh that he knew in high school, said that Brett Kavanaugh would never do anything like this. And let's not even take into consideration, 68 women, some even former girlfriends, that have all testified or at least have reported that they have also known Brett Kavanaugh to be a man of character.
And to tell you how loony the political left is, 200 women have signed a letter saying that they believe Christine Ford. And when you read what they're saying that they believe that an incident like that could have happened to a woman. They're not saying that they believe, that they believe that he's guilty because they have evidence of his character. They're saying, no, these kinds of incidents happen to women. Mm-hmm. And so basically they're saying, I believe Christine Ford because she's a woman and crimes like this happen to women.
Well, if that's the case, how many male senators in that committee could be suspect for something they did in high school?
The problem with the path that we are embarking on, no man is safe from a Me Too allegation, mm-hmm. including those Democrats. And I think that our society would be better off if we went back to the standard where you had to have proof that we're not going to presume that someone is guilty just because an individual makes an allegation.
Well, and I think that this is a learning opportunity for the committee and for Congress to say, look, there needs to be rules that have followed. We already known and have seen the circus that has taken place over this hearing. The Democrats have been purposely unhinged, and they have violated committee rules left and right, including our Spartacus individual, Cory Booker. But this all needs to be a lesson in terms of when evidence needs to come forward. Judge Kavanaugh has been vetted at least 6 times by the FBI, each time as he's moved up the ladder, so to speak, the judicial ladder, and on the verge of becoming the next Supreme Court justice. And now you've got somebody from the outside, you have the victim saying she wants an FBI investigation. Of course, that's not the way it works. He's already been vetted. This needs to be something, if it has any merit whatsoever, then it has to be addressed at the local level. This would be, I guess they lived in Maryland, so it would have to be the police force in Maryland that would have to address this, would they not?
Yes, and some of her, the problem with her allegations is that when she finally told someone in 2012 that an incident had happened, she said it was 4 boys. And I don't believe she gave names at the time. And so her story has changed several times. Mm-hmm. That's very problematic.
Right, exactly. Well, it's changed enough even in the eyes of Dianne Feinstein, who said that she questioned the veracity of the letter and was kind of wishy on it, and then found herself in some hot water, and then came back and tried to, you know, change her story a bit, and saying, oh yes, this could, you know, very likely have happened, and, you know, she's altered her testimony as well.
Yes, I know. And so it's a problematic all the way around. I believe that the Senate should go ahead and have the vote for confirmation. I would not have scheduled a hearing for Monday. I would have the vote. The vote should have taken place today, tomorrow.
Yes.
The vote should,
the way it was originally scheduled. It was originally scheduled for tomorrow. You're correct.
Yeah, I mean, I think the vote should have gone ahead as planned, because otherwise you reward and you encourage the political left to continue to engage in tactics like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is, you know, I think of how bad it is now, Dr. Swain. What's it going to be like for the next nominee, if it's a Trump nominee?
Well, it depends on what we do. It depends on how we handle this one.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a good point. This lays the foundation for the next one, and we know it's going to be rather contentious, because when we look back historically on the voting patterns of Supreme Court justices, Clarence Thomas was 52-48. Of course, we know what happens, and in many cases, this is like deja vu all over again with what they did with Judge Thomas. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the next Supreme Court justice after Clarence Thomas, was 96-3 to be confirmed. Stephen Breyer was 87-9. Judge Roberts, 78-22. Alito was 58-42. Sonia Sotomayor was 68-31. Elena Kagan, 63-37. Of course, Gorsuch, 54-45. And we're probably going to have a close number again if we get through this confirmation with Judge Kavanaugh.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, this is, you know, I think of, you know, the prospects of other judges who are very well qualified that should be considered, that they will be upended, or they may just say, Professor Swain, you know what? I don't want to play. I don't want to be in this game. I'm not going to put my kids. I'm not going to put my wife through this. This is absolutely disgusting. You, are not deserving of my gifts and talents as a judge.
Well, the tactic that the Democratic Party has used in recent elections all involve women stepping forward to make allegations against men running for office. You saw what happened with Herman Cain.
Yes.
And once he dropped out of the campaign, then those women sort of receded in the background. You heard no more from them. And with Judge Roy Moore, you know, Roy Moore had his own baggage, so there were plenty of reasons that people might not want to vote for him. But the whole idea that he had been serving in office, he had been running for office, none of those allegations surfaced until last year when, you know, the Senate was at stake.
Yes.
Clearly politically motivated. And I think that it would be a huge mistake for Republicans to play along with Democrats in those situations. And with Roy Moore, even and Kavanaugh, you find that there's some Republican senators that seem to be poised to line up with Democrats.
That is a scary thought, but it is reality, and that's what we see happening. Her heart and her passion is restoring hope to the American dream. Dr. Carol Swain has been our guest, conservative Christian author, motivational speaker, professor, and political commentator. Dr. Swain, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Bye.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
I just
can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republicans giving an ultimatum now to the college professor who claims Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her when they were teenagers. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley giving Christine Blasey Ford until tomorrow to decide whether she'll testify at a hearing scheduled for Monday. Ford's lawyer says the woman wants the FBI to investigate her allegation before she testifies. And if Kavanaugh's accuser refuses to testify, Republican Susan Collins of Maine says senators should move ahead with considering the confirmation.
I just don't understand why the hearing shouldn't go forth.
The biggest wildfire in California ever finally contained. The Mendocino Complex fire now at 100% containment. The two fires making it up have scorched nearly 460,000 acres. This is USA Radio News.
Can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours. TheCompanyStore.com.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh, independent, maybe a little bit ornery. That's okay. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. And for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you'd like your very own copy of God's Not Dead Blu-ray DVD, A Light in Darkness, David A.R. White was with us, last week? And he was kind enough to leave us a bunch of Blu-ray DVDs to give away. So, hey, we're givers. All you got to do, make sure, by the way, when you send me an email, you know, and say you want to be in the HAPA, make sure you include your address. For some reason, maybe because I forgot to mention it, so it was probably my fault. Make sure you include your address so I know where to send said DVD when said email is pulled out of the HAPA, as we generally do. So happy to send it your way. Hey, it's really cool. They got a lot of not only the movie, but some really cool bonus features, including Newsboys United, that version with Kirk Franklin of God's Not Dead that is absolutely outstanding. And by the way, I was told the other day, too, that Newsboys are reunited. The original Newsboys are coming back together, so they're going to be on tour. So lots of fun. Tina Marie Griffin is with us. Yes, the counterculture mom. Boy, I'll tell you, Tina, it's always a joy to have you on every week. I just, first of all, I want you to know how much I appreciate all the effort that you do on behalf of all the moms and the families out there that are, you know, just going from pillar to post, back to school time, lunches, you know, Timmy, where's your homework? The dog, no, the dog did not eat it. All that stuff. And here it is. It's the season. And before we know it, it'll be Thanksgiving and into Christmas, right?
That's about it. Well, you know, I homeschool, so I usually watch the dog eat something. So I'm, but yeah, it's wild times. Every time I look at the news, too, I'm like, and doing the research for what we're doing here, just to get prepared for going on air with you and speaking around the country, I'm thinking, No news story is going to shock me. And, of course, every single week we get on together and there's 7 or 8 or usually 15 news stories that shock us. So well, wild times we're living, but
yeah. And, of course, the number one thing is this Kavanaugh deal. And I'm just curious how, you know, the moms that you cycle with, you know, the kids and, you know, here's Judge Kavanaugh's own kids. All of a sudden, you know, something that happened back in high school. I guess maybe this is all a lesson opportunity, you know, for all of us, you know, to talk about, you know, how we respect one another and that, you know, if you have a clear conscience and you know that you've done well, you don't have to worry about somebody coming in to lie about you, because there's always going to be. I mean, in this particular case, we got somebody, I mean, he's been nominated to be on the Supreme Court, humongous position. But things like this happen every day in all kinds of different businesses and opportunities where people, you know, can lie about somebody and say, hey, you know, this person, their integrity is suspect because they did this or that. So, you know, maybe another time, another opportunity to talk to the kids to say, look at, you know, what kind of legacy do you want? What kind of reputation do you want that can stand the scrutiny and attack of somebody lying about you?
Yeah, and you know what? What's crazy is it's a reminder that each and every day it's so important, the decisions we make, because it can come to bite us later on in life. At the same time, who's perfect?
Right.
And a lot of times when people are trying to get into office and go through, and I always think about, oh, man, the stuff that these people have to go through just to do what God's calling them to do, yeah. Blows my mind. It, like, you just want to keep lifting them up in prayer.
But, well, he's had 6 FBI investigations, you know, and to your point, as to how many other people would go through this, my question with Dr. Carol Swain a moment ago, as we were talking with her, is that, you know, I wonder how many of those senators in that Judiciary Committee could withstand scrutiny from something they did back in high school.
That's exactly what I was just going to say. And if people find some dirt on the opposite side of the spectrum, they're usually praised for it.
Well, praised or ignored. I mean,
yeah.
We've already got, what, $17 million of the people's money, hush money, that's been paid out to staffers and others on the Beltway associated with Congress for, you know, sexual assault and one thing or another. That has taken place. And, you know, we've had two legislators, a senator and a congressman, forced out. But, you know, that's been tapped down quite a bit. We haven't gotten to the bottom. There's so many bottom of things that we could get to in D.C. I think that if we probably did get to the bottom of it all, we'd probably just explode, you know?
That's about it. And someday everything will be revealed. But the thing is, right now, the thing I think is so important is that people vote on what people are doing right now. Like, what do they stand for now? What do they believe in now? And how has their lives changed since high school? And then we'll get the real person. And we still do have the problem, yes, of people say they're going to do something the second they're in office, and then they don't, or they, you know, mm-hmm. they're a
yeah, but that's when we get to vote again. I mean, you vote them out.
Yeah.
And this is, but the thing is, if the people are not activated, if you're not involved with the government, see, just look at the Constitution. The Constitution, it demands our involvement. We, the people,
it
starts off. So that it's about us, it's for us, it's with us, but we have to be with it. And what's happened is we've checked out, and now you've got the elites, you got the deep state, all well-oiled and operating, and at least until recently. And it's all, you know, we got a shaking up that's taken place here. And, you know, they're a bit upset over all this. But look, if we're going to get down to the bottom of this and really, really fix this country,
yes.
It demands all of us. It's not a Republican thing. It's not a Democratic thing. It's an American thing. You know, what is right for America? And I happen to be a constitutionalist, so I believe that the Founding Fathers did say what they said and they meant.
Yes.
And what they didn't say, they didn't say. And let's move on and let's learn from it. You know, like to your point is what you were suggesting a moment ago. A lot of us made mistakes in high school. We learned from that. I mean, it's called redemption. It's called redemption. And thank God for redemption, and thank God for God. And so we've learned so much. Go ahead.
I think the thing that's too that is really concerning and just a warning to people, don't trust the secular news stories for what people stand for. And if people are running for office, what they're so slammed. The true, decent people that honor and respect our country are so slammed in the media today that I was working out at the Y this week and watching The View, and they had different guests on, all talking about make sure you get out there and vote and yada, yada, and completely lying about what different people stood for, different stances. So don't trust secular news stories because they want us to vote to destroy America, really, is what happened. They want a government-controlled America, the New World Order to reign and take place. And it's so important that we stand for America, its freedoms, and what we're founded on, that you have to find a news source you fully trust in. Obviously, here on your show, the Drudge Report, I really like getting information from. But can you also give the listeners, Bill, because you're into a lot of news sources as well that are credible, because here's the problem. Twitter, which I have a story today I want to talk about with Twitter, Facebook, all the major social media platforms and the major news sources are completely blocking and censoring the true conservative voice about what's really going on, how candidates really feel about certain subjects. They're not being blasted if they're actually decent people we should be voting for. And yet it's hard to find the truth today because so much censorship is taking place. So I was going to ask you actually a question on that. Besides what I know I could do, what are some great news sources that we can cling to and listen to for our true factual news, and that we can also share as much as possible word of mouth and through social media? Hopefully it won't get banned. Because people want to know where to go for true news.
Well, that's the problem that we're having today. And I would say what I do is I use several sources. I don't use a single source. Keep in mind, even the Bible says with at least two witnesses. So and at the basis of it, you've got to consider who those witnesses are. Right. So if you find something like it's real obvious that there's a war on conservatism. OK, let's wake up to that reality, and that you've got all these social media platforms, Facebook, Google. I mean, they're institutionalized. I mean, birds of a feather flock together. And look, we got to take a break real quick, and we're going to come back. We'll address this a little bit more with the Counterculture Mom. Stay with us.
Get to Kohl's to save on beauty, essentials, and home. Take 20% off all beauty and fragrance during our Love Your Look beauty event. Pick up Nike hoodies for the family starting at $19.99. Save 50% on Carter's for baby. And Sonoma Goods for Life bath towels are only $8.99. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And get Kohl's cash this weekend at Kohl's. Select styles offer valid September 20th through 23rd with promo code SAVINGS. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
This report is brought to you by Wells Fargo. Each October, National Disability Employment Awareness Month is a campaign focused on raising awareness and celebrating the many contributions people with disabilities bring to our workplaces and economy. The nonprofit organization No Barriers USA is hosting its annual No Barriers Summit on October 5th and 6th in New York City. Join 1,500 leaders, changemakers, and visionaries at the summit to learn about the No Barriers Life Model and how it can spur employment opportunities for people with disabilities. Attend can participate in the Wells Fargo-sponsored Leadership in Business Workshop that focuses on creating an inclusive workforce. David Cherna is the Executive Director at No Barriers USA.
This year's summit is a fantastic opportunity to help us make an impact on the work we do. The Leadership in Business Workshop focuses on creating work environments where all people can realize their full potential.
For more information on the summit and workshop, visit NoBarriersUSA.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you? Bill Martinez live.
We know how the story ends, and all that's exciting, but don't forget that we are in the here and now. And it is the present, I believe, a present that God has given us to really realize and be open for, you know, divine appointments, divine connections, you know, blessings that we can pay forward to people that want to hear that aptly spoken word, have that word of encouragement. You know, it really is rather miraculous. You know, you think about this, Tina, that every day, as we're told, mercies are new. And God gives us a do-over every day, and it's what we want to make of it. But to me, it's just, it overwhelms me at times. You talk about being in awe when you consider the awesomeness, the ineffability of Almighty God. It just blows me away. And by the same token, in contrast of the culture that we're living in today, we are to be agents of change. We are to be salt against a culture that is in need of preservation, and not preservation of this bad and ugly stuff, this stuff that's inferior and less than, but of the good stuff. But if we're not, if we're going to be intimidated because, you know, we're being attacked because of things we believe in, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I think we talked about it, you know, Penn and Teller, that group, there was a gentleman with some courage went to Penn after a performance and gave him a Bible. But, you know, there was a process, there was some conversation, and Penn is an atheist, and he said, look at, you know, if you have something that you really believe can help someone, and you don't tell them, how much do you hate that individual? You know, that you would not tell them about something. He says, look at, I appreciated and I respected this man's faith. But I'm not going to change my mind. I'm still an atheist. I choose not to believe in God. But I respected that this man cared enough about me to, to approach me. Probably was rather fearful that maybe I'd rip his head off or whatever. But that he cared enough about me to at least share his truth. And, you know, that said a lot about Penn. You know, there are cases, let's face it. Not everybody's going to be converted. That's okay. but we need to be still, it shouldn't stop us from being agents of change and disciples of Christ. Because for those of us that have made that commitment and realized that, you know, this was life before Christ and this is life after Christ, and I choose to live that life after Christ. You know, as we were talking about, you know, high school mistakes and things that could come back and haunt any one of us for things that we've done in high school. You know, this is redemption. I mean, the idea that experience has taught us that, hey, we'd much rather be on the side of God than to be on the wrong side of God. So
that's so it. And I mean, what did Jesus do walking on the earth too? You know, people didn't believe what he had to say. He didn't say, "Oh, ho hum, I guess I'm just going to go hide in the woods for the night, or the desert, or whatever." You know, name a location and hide out for the next 10 months. He was out there sharing truth, and that's what gravitated people to wanting to learn more. I posted something on Facebook this morning about you and I being on the air, and I have a dear friend of mine, Yvonne Taylor, that said, because we're talking about censorship, she says, the way to stop tech companies from blocking conservative voices is to continue the dialogue. And I couldn't agree more, and it goes along with what you just said. We have to keep sharing God's truth. They can try to silence us through Facebook, Twitter, any other social media platform, and even with news stories today. But it's so important that we trust God's word, live according to it, keep sharing his faith. And if we're sharing the truth in the word of God, when different things in our culture today pop up, name the topic, fill in the blank, we will know the truth just because we compare what's going on in the world with what God says we should do and how we should handle these situations. And so I just want to thank her for that shout out, because that's exactly, it's going to come to a point, Bill, where our Facebook profiles will no longer exist online anymore. It's getting to that point where only one main voice, and it's, you know, Satan's voice, really, is being the one that's allowed to be shared in the culture today, which tells me it's that much closer to when he's coming back. So
exactly.
Interesting times we're living in.
And we just have to be encouraged not to grow weary. We know how it ends. Continue to fight the good fight. And look at, you know, Facebook and Google and all these social media institutions, they've put themselves at risk. And I had said early on, it's a matter of time before there is a neutral party, a conservative alternative to these social media outlets. And I'm sure there are people with the wherewithal, the money and the funds and everything like that, to, you know, put together a platform that will, you know, level out the playing field, that is consistent with our Constitution and our God-given rights of freedom and liberty. I mean, there is not freedom and liberty in Google and Twitter and Facebook. I mean, you know, Mark Zuckerberg and all those will come up and say, you know, go to Congress and say, oh, yes, we're doing this. We're really, you know, trying. It's so institutionalized. You know, when you're far down the road and you've hired people and birds of a feather flock together, look, at a very liberal mindset is not going to go out of their way to hire one, you know, conservative. As Zig Ziglar had, you know, he said this in an interesting way, but he was talking about, you know, young kids and with all the, you know, tattoos and the metal in their faces and whatever. And he applauded the creativity of the youth of today. And this was back probably about 20 years ago when I heard this. And I was at one of his seminars. And he says, I applaud their creativity. He says, but I cannot hire anybody like that into my company because I'd spend 75% of my time explaining them to everybody else. You know, and it's just, you know, the nature of companies and institutions and that birds of a feather flock together. And so Zuckerberg does not have the power to do it, you know, to change, you know, the momentum and the culture of Facebook, and unless he himself gets converted and decides, okay, there's going to be a total turnover. It's kind of like what's happening with the FBI and the Department of Justice right now. It's so institutionalized and so corrupt and so deep that it doesn't. I mean, if you think that the problems with the FBI lie only with James Comey and Strzok and Page, you're sadly mistaken. You know what happens even in our own lives is that when we get so filled with sin and we're confronted with it, we think, oh, well, it's not so bad, until we really have to deal with it and we go, wow, I'm a mess, you know, and so we got to deal with this. But anyway,
I was going to ask you, Oh, sorry. Hey, no. I was going to ask you a quick question on how we can solve this problem, because here's what really caught my eye this week. Twitter suspended a woman for calling Muslim Brotherhood a terrorist organization. And I started reading, because we've been hearing in the news that Twitter is completely banning people, blocking people, especially conservative voice. And this is exactly what came out of this article 72 hours ago about this woman being blocked because she called Muslim Brotherhood a terrorist organization. Her opinion, I would completely agree with her. Mm-hmm. The problem is that Twitter and the other social media giants have a monopoly on a means of communication.
Exactly.
If it doesn't change soon, before too long, it will be possible to push only material that accords with the far-left perspective, and America will be finished as a free society. No society is free in which there is no freedom of speech and in which opinions are blocked. Mm-hmm. Now, here's my question with that. What can we do? I know there's one solution, and we just got a call. I think it's with invite only, but through a friend of mine, because I was blocked on Facebook about a month ago for 3 days for no decent reason. I was completely posting factual truth about our president being slammed, and a gross graphic killing picture of Trump was put up in this art building in Oregon, and I voiced my concern about that and told people to call that company and tell them to take it down immediately. Well, basically, it was taken down. But I posted my concern about that because of the disrespect towards the president. I was blocked on Facebook, texted a good friend of mine, and she said, you have to get on this platform called Maven. I know Ben Shapiro got a call from the CEO of Maven, but it's a brand new platform, and we definitely will be on it. We're transferring all of my web content there. It is a place where conservatives will have a voice. There's millions of people on it. So I just want to let your listeners know that it does exist, and if you want good factual truth coming from a biblical conservative perspective, both sides are allowed on that, but at least our side, conservative side, Christ side, is not blocked. So Maven. Is an option. Yes. But
well,
I wanted to know.
Go ahead.
I wanted to know, Bill, what other news sources you're talking during the break. You said Fox, which I go there as well for news. We've got Drudge Report. I take stories off of that. Wall Street Journal, you said that you use.
Yeah, Axios is a good source. But again, with all these things, and I use the Huffington Post as well. I mean, I know that they're very liberal. But for contrast, again, you got to know what you're consuming and what you're trying to do, and how you're trying to mix the palette in such a way. If it's all one-sided, then you find yourself in an echo chamber. But you want to know what, for me, because of what I do, I want both sides of the aisle, so to speak. I want both perspectives, because sometimes, it's kind of like the prayer of St. Francis, which he's coming up to me all the time about, help me to understand more than to be understood. So I want to understand what people are, what their perspective is. It's like right now with the millennials and this, the topic of socialism. What is it that is really driving them? And, of course, that's a whole nother discussion. And as always, we're at that point where the music is playing and we're out of time. So Counterculture Mom, Tina Marie Griffin, how do everybody, we got 15 seconds, so it's up to you. You tell them how to be in touch.
Download our Counterculture Mom app. It's fantastic to get notified. And also text the word guide to the number 444-999 and get on our newsletter list. Stay in touch. Know what's going on in pop culture today. Let me help you protect your kids.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding